Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Where do you personally draw hope from?
From the Bible and from my faith. And actually, at a more personal level lately, I've been drawing a lot of hope from doing a little bit more reading about heaven. And I've been reading, it's about 500 or 600 pages. I'm only into the early stages of it. But this guy's done this thorough study on heaven. And the reason I'm doing that is because a very dear friend of mine who was in ministry as a leader in a previous church nearly a lifetime ago, he passed away and went to heaven. And it was a real loss because you're like a grandfather to our kids.
Mm.
So there's a real sense of loss. But it's just awakened in me that whole, like, I will see him again one day.
Mm.
And so I've thought, I just want to read through some of this more. And so at that personal, so yeah, the Bible, scripture, prayer, but reading about the tremendous hope that we've got, which is heaven. And I don't want to over-spiritualize it, but you know, I think we've actually got to recapture that hope.
Yeah.
That God has this marvelous plan for us, and that this reality that we live in now, this is not the end of the story.
Yeah.
There's something bigger and better waiting for us.
It'd be so easy to forget that in this day and age, because there's so many distractions around, like just distracting us from the truth.
Yeah.
And it's a privilege for us working here at 98.5 that we are often reminded by guests like yourself, Rob, who come on and give us that midweek motivation and talk into our lives, that it's an honour that we get to be part of that. So if 98.5 wasn't here, that's something huge that we would miss out on.
Totally. And not just us, but you know, just thousands of people all across WA who really cling on to those midweek motivations. It's the middle of the week. It's just bringing life into them. So we want to thank you for that as well. Where do you personally draw hope from?
From the Bible and from my faith. And actually, at a more personal level lately, I've been drawing a lot of hope from doing a little bit more reading about heaven. And I've been reading, it's about 500 or 600 pages. I'm only into the early stages of it, but this guy's done this thorough study on heaven. And the reason I'm doing that is because a very dear friend of mine who was in ministry as a leader in a previous church nearly a lifetime ago, he passed away and went to heaven. And it was a real loss because you're like a grandfather to our kids.
Mm.
So there's a real sense of loss. But it's just awakened in me that whole, like, I will see him again one day.
Mm.
And so I've thought, I just want to read through some of this more. And so at that personal, so yeah, the Bible, scripture, prayer, but reading about the tremendous hope that we've got, which is heaven. And I don't want to over-spiritualize it, but you know, I think we've actually got to recapture that hope.
Yeah.
That God has this marvelous plan for us, and that this reality that we live in now, this is not the end of the story.
Yeah.
There's something bigger and better waiting for us.
It'd be so easy to forget that in this day and age, because there's so many distractions around, like just distracting us from the truth.
Yeah.
And it's a privilege for us working here at 98.5 that we are often reminded by guests like yourself, Rob, who come on and give us that midweek motivation and talk into our lives, that it's an honour that we get to be part of that. So if 98.5 wasn't here, that's something huge that we would miss out on.
Totally. And not just us, but you know, just thousands of people all across WA who really cling on to those midweek motivations. It's the middle of the week. It's just bringing life into them. So we want to thank you for that as well.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.